The Clare Byrne Show
with Aviva Insurance. Click or call. Aviva is on the ball with all calls answered in under a minute.
This is News Talk.
Now, with everyone taking the safe option of Portugal and Spain this summer, and the UAE and the United States becoming a little less attractive due to conflicts and politics, our award-winning travel expert Ed Finn from online travel magazine edfinntravels.com is here now to tell us what we should be looking at for a bit of off-the-beaten-track value. Hello, Ed.
How are you, Claire?
So everyone's reverting back to the old favourites, aren't they?
Yeah, of course, absolutely. And, you know, they'll never go out, Spain and Portugal, and consistently offering good value, kept up, you know, you can still get great deals there. But today we're talking about some really interesting places, new places that are opening up, Asturias, Montenegro, Albania, you know, really kind of in and you, places, you know, you can't spend the money kind of places.
Oh, but that's we all want that.
Yeah.
So listen, we're looking at places we can go to that will be, we hope, safe, accessible. There won't be an issue with getting there. We're hopeful in the summer.
Yeah.
But yet we want an interesting holiday with good weather and all of the nice things that we're looking for on a break.
Yeah, exactly. And I mean, Asturias, when I say it's like, it sounds like it was talking about a separate country there. Of course, it is the north of Spain and known as Green Spain. And the reason we're talking about it today is because we have a new direct flight starting in May from Dublin to Oviedo, which is a beautiful, small, elegant little city. Stunning. But I don't know if you saw Eva Longoria recently on TV, her programme In Search of Spain. She, 5 generations ago, she's from Asturias, and there's a town called Longoria there. But it was brilliant. But I went there a good few years ago. It's famous for food. They make these amazing cheeses, cider that's poured from a height and crashes the rim of your glass and to get the oxygen into it. But to give you an idea, it has over 200 beaches. The coastline is massive. It's the size of Connacht. And it's opened up this place. It has more UNESCO biospheres than any other part of Spain. So you're talking these beautiful Picos mountains. You're talking crystal lakes, scenery.
But you're not going to get the strip malls with the English breakfast on offer and all of this
Unfortunately
stuff.
Unfortunately not.
No, delighted. Delighted to hear that. So.
No, you're not. You're going to get beautiful towns like medieval Spain, real Spain. So no, it's totally away from that because it's not very commercial, you know. So you're not.
But still, nice food.
Beautiful food.
Nice places to stay.
Yeah,
is that what you're telling
absolutely.
Me?
Absolutely. Gorgeous. And a lot of agritourism as well. A lot of lovely kind of country houses like that you can buy. But as I said, the beaches are there. It's north of Spain. It's between Cantabria and Galicia. So it's very nice. But it's for people that like adventure, nature. Again, beaches. It's like the Wild Atlantic Way to a certain extent, but sunnier. I mean, if I could put it in a nutshell, Claire, that'd be kind of it. You know?
So who are you recommending this for?
This would be, it kind of hits all targets. I mean, you could have a fantastic family holiday here. It's great. They have loads of places to go for kids as well. But couples, romantic, adventure, hiking, all that sort of
good
stuff.
Good walking holiday
as
well.
As I said, it's very similar to the rugged landscape that we have here, but they have beautiful beaches.
So if you've been to Spain and you've done Spain, you've ticked that box, this might be a way to rediscover it.
Yeah, absolutely. And again, even if you only want a weekend break to Oviedo, by the way, because a lot of people wouldn't have heard of Oviedo, it's the most gorgeous little town as well. But they have beautiful churches, you know, if you like all that sort of lovely
wandering around.
Yeah, very nice for that.
Hey,
but again,
like
it's just
option.
It has probably, it's got one of the most, as I said, the word biosphere there earlier, but they have this pristine, it's hard to get these, so the air is incredible there, you know, so it's just like, it's almost like Spain was years ago, but you know, before it got commercial, but it's just a different part.
Okay, yeah. Sounds good. Right, we're going to go to Albania next. Why are you recommending Albania?
So Albania has quietly been growing over the last number of years, and it's become the new kind of Mediterranean star. It has the most beautiful Riviera coastline that goes right up to the edge of Greece, I suppose, really. But it's just become very, very popular. Now, Michael O'Leary discovered this. He quietly put on a flight to Tirana there a good few years ago, and it's just become really, really popular. And it has beautiful towns like Casimil, Sandra. So Tirana is lovely as well. But a lot of people would have thought Albania, oh, rough, like you're not safe and stuff. But it's changed dramatically over the last few years.
And what sort of food are we looking at there? Like, or what style is it?
Yeah,
how would you describe it?
I would, very Mediterranean. Yeah, think Italy meets Greece, mm-hmm. You know, but and there's that very strong kind of Greek culture there as well. But it's very like that. If you have a look at the place there, Casamil, and if you look at the beautiful coastline, people are really discovering it. It has become just, again, because it's literally about a quarter of the price. So it really became popular a few years ago when the kind of cost of living crisis kicked in and people felt safe going there. But it's a fantastic
place. You're saying the value is still to be had there. So it's not
so.
As mainstream maybe as Croatia.
No,
because Croatia is very mainstream now.
It is very mainstream. And like you've different parts of Croatia. Like Dubrovnik is very expensive these days, I would have to say. But other parts like Vodice and other places wouldn't be as expensive.
Mm-hmm. Okay, but Albania is an option for you.
It's shockingly cheap.
Now, the Adriatic Secret. This sounds very intriguing.
Yes, Montenegro. A beautiful place. I was there in Budva, Kotor. Huge for cruises, by the way. Loads of cruises stop off here in Montenegro. It got the euro years ago in a funny sort of a setup. So the euro is there. But it is absolutely beautiful. And you can fly to Dubrovnik. There's kind of different ways of doing it, clever ways. And you can just drive from there down the coast. It's about an hour and a half. And just have your green card so that you're going to another, you know, outside Europe sort of thing, into another country.
What's your green card now? Is that an attachment to your driving license?
Yeah, it's just proof that your car is insured once you leave the EU. It's just a mention to people. So
right, that's important. So that you do that when you're hiring the car,
yeah,
do you?
Exactly.
So you ask them for a green card. Is there a cost?
It costs about €30 or something like that. Yeah,
it's so important,
just to let
isn't
you know.
It?
Absolutely. Yeah, because you're leaving the EU technically. But Montenegro, you'll never. It's very European, and again, price wise, it's just fantastic value, but stunning again, mm-hmm. beautiful.
Where are we going in Montenegro?
So Kotor, right, which is fjord-like. You know, when you see the Norwegian fjords, it's like that, but it's Adriatic weather.
Warm.
So it's stunning.
Warm fjords.
Yes, exactly, yeah. And then Perast, they're lovely romantic villages. Budva is the one that I went to. Loads of beaches and nightlife there. Very, very popular. But there's beautiful coastal drives in Montenegro,
mm-hmm.
and the people are really friendly, and it's very nice. A fantastic combination with Croatia. So, like, if you wanted to do Croatia, Dubrovnik, you could do 5 or 6 days there and then do a like, sort of add on in Montenegro. You're going to love it. Again, medieval type, beautiful cities. And
okay,
stuff
and
like that.
You say the prices are really good
in Montenegro. Exactly. I mean, I don't smoke, right? But someone told me recently it was €4 for a pack of cigarettes.
No, so we don't want that.
We don't.
No.
But you know, when you compare that to alcohol, you know what I mean? So the prices, anyway, are very €15 for a dinner for two, sort of thing, and stuff like that, you know? So just wonderful value.
Mm-hmm.
One for the main cities are a tiny bit more expensive, but wonderful place. Like coffee is €1.50, that sort of thing, for a lovely espresso. So, you know, third of the price.
Yeah, and wait for a few years.
I'm
now
all about the price at the moment.
You are all about the price.
I've been inundated with people telling me they're paying €5,000 for a week here. So, like, no, so I'm really, it's really important that people know there are so many good places you can go mm-hmm. to where we can still be smart and have an amazing holiday, but for, you know, not to break the bank.
And it's important to get in there into these places now because they all come up eventually, don't they,
in terms
of their prices.
And I mean, I'm actually going back to Albania now myself. I'm going on a little cruise and I'm finishing.
Well, for
and
you.
I got a flight from Rome to Tirana, €35. And from Tirana back to Dublin, then I think it was like €80. So it's funny. I didn't even think, you know, well, like, you know, because I just thought, you know, there's a new place there I want to go and see. But so cheap. I mean, €35 for the flight from Rome.
You did well there.
Yeah, I know.
So. Slovenia, that's another one you want us to check out.
Again, not always that easy to get to. We used to have direct flights there before, but Lake Bled, I just wanted to mention it because, again, it's a lovely small country. It only has 2.5 million people, but it's nestled right just beside Italy there. It is very Italian, but it has the most beautiful lakes and mountains. So if you like those lakes and mountains type holidays, Slovenia is great. It's, again, Ljubljana, people would have heard of. Beautiful wine regions, gorgeous mountains, and it's that sort of Swiss type holiday.
Mm-hmm.
So if you wanted lakes and
sounds
mountains,
fabulous,
but way cheaper than Switzerland.
Yeah, obviously. and all of these places are likely to have a really good summer this year, aren't they?
Because I mean, they get great weather. Yeah, sure. Albania, I mean, gets the Greek and, you know, the south where it is there, it gets fantastic weather. Montenegro, the same.
Mm-hmm.
Asturias, for people that don't like it too hot, I would say you could definitely try that. And have a look at look up CNN's Eva Longoria's In Search of Spain Asturias, because it'll show you, it's stunning. And this Spanish Tourist Board have a great, loads of info. But they're very excited about this new flight to Oviedo.
Mm-hmm.
And
that does sound like a nice city break. Even if you wanted to do a taster of that region, you could just do a long weekend.
There's a great Camino. There's lots of Caminos that start there in Oviedo as well. And you can walk from there all across to Santiago if you want to as well.
Do you find now with all of the changes that are happening in the world that people are looking at, you know, where can I go that's going to be safe and that the route isn't going to be impacted by anything over the next couple of months? Not that we can predict, but...
I know. I mean, absolutely. I do. Yeah. And, you know, I think as well, I mean, funny, we have a new flight starting to Pittsburgh now in May, right, as well, which is another great, we've a lot of connections with that. It's funny, things that you think sometimes are, you know, people are nervous about, they're not. But yeah, I think they are definitely looking for something new. But Europe, you know, nothing too far away. The Canaries as well, Claire, this year, like doing, you know, great business. Mm-hmm. And cruises are flying.
Just spend your money now if you're going to the Canaries.
I know, I know. I'm going to Gran Canaria in June. I haven't been for a good few years.
So are you ever at home? How do we get you to come in?
A coffee plantation. I'll call in live from the coffee plantation.
We don't want to know about you and your holidays. Ed, thanks so much.
EdFinnTravels.com
for more information. Back after this quick break.
The Claire Byrne Show.
With Aviva Insurance.
Weekday mornings at 9 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.